distinction. That's the result every hard-working Jamaican high school student hopes to see after sitting the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC exams. One student from Woolmer's High School for Boys, Nathaniel Campbell, got what he hoped for. And so?
I'm very proud of myself. I feel good about it. I received all 9-1s and I did biology, physics, chemistry, additional mathematics, geography, Spanish, social studies, and math and English.
We tell you his story on today's program. I'm Andre Palmer. Nathaniel hails from the community of Mount View Estate in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. He lives with both parents, Marlene and Edmund Campbell. Achieving 9-1s at the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC exams isn't easy. One of Nathaniel's major challenges was finding time to study. For that, he had to get creative. His parents told him to create a study timetable, which would give him more structure. When that didn't work, he tried something else.
And the main challenge was time management. So deadlines for FDAs and coursework in school and taking time to socialize and do recreational activities that can cut into the time that you have to study. But I tried my best to manage. At least in the nights I would try to get in like 30 minutes of at least 4 subjects for each night, coming closer to the March area.
Nathaniel used all the resources he had available to aid in his exam preparations. This included calling on friends and searching the internet.
I mostly engaged in group study with some of my friends, you know, to help each other out on topics that we don't necessarily understand, each of us, and help each other out. I actually also used online platforms such as YouTube. Those helped me, because YouTube is a very rich resource in terms of information, all sources of information there. So I went on YouTube and I researched each topic and a lot of information came up and it was very helpful, effective.
On the day of his physics exam, Nathaniel experienced what he calls a miracle. This was because he felt unprepared leading up to the exam.
I attended a marathon before because the exam was on the Monday and this was the Sunday. Me and my friend attended a marathon and when I came out of the marathon, we said to each other that it was the dumbest to ever face in our life. The next day, I arrived at school early and I went to a secluded area trying to get in a lot of the information. And then it came down to 5 minutes before the examination. I don't know how, but my friend Spencer Darlington Jr., he found me up there. And then he asked me if I studied Transformers. I said no. And then I rushed into the book and I studied Transformers 5 minutes before the examination. And then I went into the examination and I saw Transformers on the paper. I just gave God thanks, same thing, because that was nothing short of a miracle.
Now that he has achieved his goal of passing all his CSEC subjects with all ones, the next step is sixth form. And after that, pursuing a career in either medicine or engineering.
Medicine seems very interesting based on remarks that I've heard from students or friends that I have that have taken a course already. Engineering, our friends told me good stuff about it and them that it will help you build decision-making skills that will be very helpful later on in life.
Nathaniel credits his parents for keeping him grounded, as well as his faith in God. This, he says, helps him keep focus on achieving his goals.
I, for one, I'm not influenced that easily by peer pressure, you know, but there are good influences around me as well, so I use that to that I'm overcome, and I have a good moral background because I grew up in the church and my parents view me respectful and I know what is good and what is wrong, so I just blast out the negativity, you know.
CSEC high achiever and student of Woolmer's High School for Boys, Nathaniel Campbell. That's it for today's program. Hope Nathaniel's story was an inspiration to you. It proves that with hard work, anything is possible. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.